Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. My dream is that after you finish eating our organic yogurt, you can eat the cup. That way, there's nothing to even recycle. Learn more about our green packaging ideas at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Good night, sleep tight. But unfortunately, sometimes the bed bugs do bite. And while they don't transmit disease, the creepy crawlers can leave you creeped out and wide awake with a bunch of bite marks on your body. As Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, some people are so desperate to get rid of the little bloodsuckers, they're making themselves sick.
It's a huge amount of work and can cost a lot of money to get rid of bed bugs. It involves laundering everything that can be washed in hot water and sometimes getting rid of mattresses and furniture. People may go through this ordeal when they're short of sleep if the bugs are keeping them awake at night. It's a recipe for desperation. And Jeffrey Calvert, a senior medical officer at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health in Cincinnati, says that desperation is beginning to show up in cases of insecticide poisoning.
Some people were using sprays, spraying their beds, or using these total release foggers in their bedroom and climbing into bed without, you know, taking the bedding off, washing it.
Calvert found 111 cases over an 8-year period in which people were poisoned while trying to get rid of bed bugs. Most had headaches, nausea, flu symptoms. One woman died. His findings are published in the Centers for Disease Control's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. The numbers are small, but represent data from only 7 states and only cases where someone went to a doctor or called poison control, so they probably reflect only a slice of the actual illnesses.
Bed bug populations in our country are increasing. We're hearing about more and more infestations, and we've noticed that with each year, the number of cases are increasing. And we identified the most number of cases in 2010. So it's becoming more and more of a problem.
Most of the illnesses came from exposure to pyrethroids, a class of chemicals regarded as relatively benign for humans when used as directed. There are ways to get rid of bed bugs besides insecticides, and one reason to use alternatives is that the bugs are becoming resistant to the chemicals. Alternatives include forced steam, hot water washing, vacuuming, spreading diatomaceous earth, even heating whole houses up to 130 degrees. But the truth is,
eradicating bed bugs is very difficult.
Bottom line, if you're going to go the chemical route, Jeffrey Calvert says, read the labels carefully, don't use more than one fogger per room, or if you can, hire a professional exterminator. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.